Chazanish in Perak Aleph Ayis Gimel continues discussing the wondrous human body, and he says, "V'faninu machazeh mezazeh kolev chacham." In front of us, we can behold a sight which shakes the person up. It's really astounding. B'mivne gav ha'odom, in the structure and the makeup of a human body, l'kabel hamazon u'la'akli, in the way that it accepts food and it digests it, u'la'chalkoi v'oifin chimi li'yisaydes nifadum l'shalech kol yisayd l'mukoyim ha'roi, that it's able to chemically break down all the different food that's ingested, split it up into different sugars and all types of necessary elements that the body needs, and send it to all the different millions, literally millions of cells and blood cells and capillaries, all the different parts of the body, exactly to each place where it's supposed to go. It's like a tremendous, we put the postal system to shame. The fact that it's able to, what it does every minute of the day, taking exactly what it needs, every single sugar, every single component of the food that's eaten, and send it to different parts of the body. And he goes through and he really discusses it. He says, "Asher lamanu mishpatim bekoyach hachochma shechunu ba'adam," and we learned all about them with the wisdom that was granted to human beings. Mishpat akeres v'akibo, the abdomen and the stomach, akovid v'amaro, the liver and the gallbladder, atchol, the spleen, v'akloyot, and the kidneys, hadakin, v'kitzashesen, the intestines, and the bladder, halev, the stomach, v'amoyach, v'lechol eivet tafkidim yuchadim. If you think about it, how kulam oivdim shecham echad bezrizas neflah, they all work in tandem together with great alacrity, ad shem mevarenes adam birachavir, until it filters the blood and it totally purifies it. Make sure that it has the exact amount of red blood cells and white blood cells that's needed for the body, which is called the human being. There's no other machine in the entire world that you could feed it anything from chalent to raspberries and it just works. It's tremendous. Imagine filling up your car with like orange juice. It just wouldn't go. Right? If you ever made the mistake of putting in the wrong type of gasoline into the car, then the car just will not go. A person eats a tremendous amount of food and a tremendous variety of food, and for some reason there's no Baruch Hashem. His body doesn't sometimes get the upset stomach. He really overworks, or he eats something that he shouldn't. But that's usually, it's a message that he did something that he shouldn't be doing. If a person eats properly, like the Rambam says, the Rambam writes, if you eat like I tell you to eat, and you maintain your body as I write, then a person, you'll never get sick. Says you're never gonna, says the Rambam, I'll guarantee it. But if a person does what he's supposed to do with his body, eats properly, then the body will work perfectly, digesting the food and his chalent, and maybe according to Rambam he shouldn't eat chalent, but his chalent chamin, according to Baal Mori Machuyev, to eat chamin and Shabbat, but it doesn't have to be chalent. But the body works tremendously, and if we think about it, I would think maybe I was once told by somebody that this older man that he told me that his doctor told him he was in the hospital for a few days. The doctor told him that you should really chew his food 32 times before he swallows it. If you have something which is, take a piece of chicken, chew it 32 times, kigamatria leiv, I think it's maybe just a way to remember it, but it's also probably good for your heart, if you chew it properly. That way, you're helping the digestive system that take care of the, really break up the food properly. Now, the reason I would tell you to do that is, besides the fact that it's healthier to do that, try it one day. One day lunch, usually we're in such a rush we can't appreciate it, but try to do it 32 times. It's hard to count 32, but that way you'll have an extra few minutes of your lunch to be able to think about exactly what your body is doing. To think about what's going on, how you stick something into your mouth, and there's six different glands in your mouth that produce saliva, which kill germs, and they salivate the mouth, they wet the mouth, and you're able to, first of all, it helps the taste buds, it helps you taste the food, and helps the food that you actually chew have some moisture that it's able to slide down the throat. Imagine taking something, right, there was Daniel Mustaini about trying to eat cinnamon, a spoonful of cinnamon. You'll choke on it. Since it's totally dry, there's no way that you'll be able to get it down. Your body, when you're chewing something, you'll be able to produce enough saliva that allows it to slide down. It slides down. How do you swallow? Your tongue pushes up, forces up to your palate, and it pushes the food down, and slowly but surely it passes through your body and goes into your intestines. And once it hits the stomach has like 35 million... when we say these numbers, it's hard to... We just 35 million. If you count from now to 1 to 35 million, you'd be busy till Pesach. You'd be probably even much... To have even 35 dots at the period, the size of a period, at the end of a sentence in your body, 35 million of those, it's a tremendous, tremendous amount. There's a lot of folds in the stomachs. That's why it's like mountains in Eretz Yisrael, that really in every, like Chazal say, that on every mountain, instead of getting one kur, you're able to get five kurs, four from the four sides and one from the top. So to the any time that you have a fold, you have much more surface area, and you have these glands that produce a acid, hydrochloric acids that are really help break down the food that you have in your stomach. It breaks down all the food. It's powerful acid. I saw in it's really an amazing book, Designer World. He says if you take this type of acid and you pour it in, he says if you pour it on your carpet, the amount is, he says, 6 pints a day it produces. Six pints a day, I think he says it produces. He says if you pour that straight on your carpet, he says after a short time you'd have no carpet and you have no floorboard. He says, but your stomach, Baruch Hashem, even though it produces this acid, which is able to break apart any type of food that you stick inside your stomach, basically. Unless you swallow gum, maybe it won't do that. But anything else that passes through the body, basically anything from potatoes to chicken to meat, it breaks it down, which is amazing. It breaks down the proteins and it turns it into sugars and it turns it with these acids. And it's amazing how it breaks down a piece of meat that's ingested from outside, but it doesn't actually break down the stomach itself. The stomach itself produces also mucus, which lines the stomach, that prevents it from being affected negatively by these acids. So the whole system is set up in such a way, it just happens to produce the mucus, and it happens to have 35 million glands that produce, constantly producing this acid that helps break down all the food that's in your body, and that's really what he's discussing over here. How it's able to, the body breaks, digests everything and sends it to the right place, and all the blood capillaries, all the blood cells, the red blood cells, the white blood cells help fight against infection, and they produce antibodies, which is a fascinating thing. It could be something as an antibody. When the body fights infection, so it creates its own antibodies. That's why there's a lot of things that a person will only get once in his life, because already his body produced enough antibodies that next time it comes in, it'll just fight it. And that's how vaccines work, is that general vaccines, before we had came to COVID, that they put in some dead or basically dead parts of the bacteria or whatever it is that they stick inside, and the body automatically produces antibodies, and therefore it prevents him from getting this disease, which is tremendous chachma that the Rebbeinu Shlom put into the body, that it's able to do that. Realize what's going on inside of your body at all times. There's every day 1.2 million red blood cells die, and they have to be replenished. Just happens. All these things, you don't even know that it happens. All these things, everything's quiet, everything just happens by itself, everything. Person that his liver, everything passes through the liver and gets cleaned out. Imagine if we didn't have the liver as a filter, so then a person would have a coffee, it would go straight to his, spread out through his body and go to his heart, he wouldn't last very long. The caffeine would probably kill him. But it passes through the liver for a few seconds and that's it. It neutralizes it. It takes out all the dangerous things, separates the good from the bad, and continues on. The body works out the exact gauges exactly how much sugar is needed. How everything is measured with an exact measurement. We're talking about millions to the .0000 what every cell gets, the amount of sugar, the amount of whatever is worked out perfectly. Vadam tofash liboy, and a person is just simply, his heart is totally covered and he doesn't realize. He has no idea how many armies and how many factories and how many. We know what happens if a person's liver is not working, his kidney's not working, something's not working, what he has to do, how many machines are needed to keep, to produce, to replicate what his body does. But his entire body is working non-stop while he's sleeping, while he's up, for his life, to allow him to exist on this earth. And one of the enjoyable aspects of the wisdom is to see the connection between a human being and the air that he breathes, which is full with, when he breathes, the person is breathing, there's a mixture of oxygen and carbon dioxide. Really, you're breathing in oxygen, breathing out carbon dioxide. Which is interesting. How come the world doesn't fill up with, you breathe so many times a day? The world, there's billions of people breathing thousands of times a day, and the world doesn't fill up with carbon dioxide. The truth is that it does fill up with carbon dioxide. It fills up with these types of things, but the plants and the trees with photosynthesis and all these types of things, and the chlorophyll and the leaves, they take in carbon dioxide and they produce oxygen. And everything works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked out the entire Bria that a person should be able to breathe and breathe in and breathe out, breathe in oxygen, breathe out the carbon dioxide. And even when you breathe out, the truth is that you're also breathing out oxygen. Just on the Zayin Rosh, he says it worked. It's nice that you're still able to breathe out oxygen, because if a person has to be resuscitated, artificial resuscitation, a person would have to breathe out oxygen. If you only totally breathed out carbon dioxide and not oxygen, then you would not be able to help a person who needs to breathe. So even though generally when you're breathing in mostly oxygen, it's not most of what you're breathing in is oxygen, but the most necessary component is oxygen, and when what's being expelled is the carbon dioxide, nevertheless there's also oxygen that's being expelled. And to be the agent to work in between the body and the air is the person's lungs. And you breathe in a tremendous amount of oxygen. When a person runs, a person exerts themselves, he breathes in much more oxygen, times 10 what he normally breathes. And the brain knows exactly when a person, how much oxygen has to be inhaled and how much exhaled. And everything works together. And it all works together in tandem to give moisture and dew. In other words, to really water, the way that he says in a poetic way, to water the garden and the field of the human being, which is really made up of flesh and blood, his bones and his sinews, and the lungs is one of the most the greatest and most honorable aspects of the fighters in his army who's fighting to keep him alive on a daily basis. A person doesn't appreciate what's, it really behooves a person to take. I was just started going through myself. Such a book like this, Gufa Niflaz, for kids they have it, The Wondrous, Our Wondrous Body, or a Designer World. Designer World is really just to give you an inkling of something which is outside in the world that we look at and we're amazed by, and to appreciate that, really, he says, in comparison, we like to say, in comparison to our bodies, it's like a rubber duck. That's how much it is that you could... It really doesn't compare to all the things that you see outside that seem to be tremendous and amazing, and all the machines and all the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's all, and a lot of things they got from the human body. They were able to take out ideas from the human body to be able to apply it to other things. But appreciate me, b'sar yach zelikim, when you eat, that everything works well and everything just digests itself and the entire body works in tandem, is really a tremendous wonder and a tremendous favor from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it could have only been Ribbono Shel Olam. Certainly is no way that it could have happened by itself.